Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the Fan Morning Show. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
All right, good morning. Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. So the Penguins play like trash after they got up 3-1, and now they're down 2-1 in the series. Mike Sullivan, though, he'll paint a little bit of a rosy picture. Let's hear it.
Well, I think there were moments in the game where we had command, and there were others where we didn't. And so, you know, our power play was really good. We got a couple of power play goals tonight. It gave our team a big boost.
Yeah, thanks, but no thanks. They're on the brink of elimination. They need to win two straight for their season to stay alive against a deplorable hockey team, just a terrible hockey team. We're working on short sleep, and we're just not happy. So there's that. 412-928-9370. Give us a call. Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit at ShorkeyKia.com. I keep reading everything about don't blame just Jack Johnson. There's a whole lot more. There's also Schultz. There's also this. There's also that. Okay, but I'm not going to take the gas or the pedal off of Jack Johnson or my foot off the gas on this. There's a lot to blame with Jack Johnson, who has given up been on the ice for five-on-five goals in 32 minutes. This guy stinks. He stinks. He doesn't need to play anymore. He just doesn't. You need to find something to do. If you want to play Ruido, if you want to play Ricola, go ahead. That's fine. Schultz, not far behind. Stinks in this series. Been bad. Been really bad. But you know what? I will agree with some of these stories, and especially the one in the Post-Gazette today that says, don't lay all the blame. Look, I'm laying a lot of blame on Jack Johnson and that defensive pairing, but not all the blame, Jeff. Sullivan deserves a lot of blame here, and I'll tell you why. When the Penguins got up 3-1, it felt like his team sleptwalk. But then when they were down 4-3, when they're down 4-3, he's still shifting in the third and fourth liners late in the game. And the other part of it here, and he's still putting Johnson and Schultz on the ice, the part of it that I don't understand here, his insistence to still play that third pair and not really knife their minutes down the stretch, there's a lot of things that happen. You can never then create offense for your offensive players. They have to create everything offensively. You can never, when you're down a goal, you have 14 minutes to try to score a game-tying goal. 14 minutes. It wasn't 2 minutes. 14. You can never play the two-headed monster with 87 and 71. And the other thing, he took a chance on Sid and Gino generating all their own offense rather than refusing Johnson and Schultz minutes. You know, Johnson and Schultz got faceoffs in the offensive zone because he knew that they'd get their head beaten deep behind them. It changes everything you do offensively faceoff-wise because he just keeps putting that pairing out on the ice. He knew playing that pairing in their own zone, in their own end, excuse me, had a great chance to give Montreal a two-goal lead. So the direct consequence comes that you minimize the risk of Johnson and Schultz comes at the expense of Crosby and Malkin's line. It's such a trickle down that these two guys who don't know what the hell they're doing keep getting put on the ice that it handcuffs you offensively, Jeff. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm glad you said it that way, the two guys, because Johnson seems to get all the blame. Schultz sucks right now. He does. He fell down on a give and go. I mean, he's supposed to be an elite offensive defenseman. I mean, he has given nothing to this team. Nothing. I mean, Jack Johnson has issues. And I think part of the reason that he's so hated by the fans is because of the contract he signed, which, hey, I don't blame him. If someone's going to offer you that money, you take it. So that's on Rutherford for offering that kind of money to Jack Johnson. And I think at times he's played better than what his reputation would state. I think, you know, sometimes guys get a reputation, and no matter how good they might become or how well they might play in a stretch, you know, they always get blamed because it's just easy. You just blame this guy, or you look down at a stat sheet and you don't take everything into consideration. You know, those two are part of the problem. Patrick Marleau, I mean,
there's no fix for the
third
line.
Off, or was he running marathons during the, you know, during the time away, because his legs look tired even though he hasn't skated for that long. I mean, he's
given them nothing. I'll say this, too, that late in the game, and the trickle-down is ridiculous. So Sullivan gambles, and he plays, and he keeps giving minutes to down-the-liners late in this hockey game last night. So what happens is Johnson and Schultz get face-offs in the offensive zone after icings with tired players. That's the dream scenario you want for Sid or for Gino to – your best players getting it with other, but you can't do that because you have to protect and you have to babysit Johnson and Schultz, which is ridiculous. And I'll tell you this, Sullivan, even though he sat McCann as a healthy scratch, he's going to be loath to sit both of those guys or maybe even one of those guys. And I'm going to tell you why, because of what Johnson gives you on the penalty kill and what Schultz is supposed to give you on the power play. You just watch tomorrow. You watch. He's going to talk, or he may not even talk about it. He's going to say that special teams are so important, and these are two vital members to the special teams, and he's going to be loath to sit them. I'm telling you, that's already the case.
And I understand that logic, but what he'll say is it'll be a game time decision. I mean, he won't discuss what his lineup is. And those are valid points. And you know, to your point about the lines, I get the philosophy. The last 14 minutes, you're pushing so hard. And, you know, if they would have kept that intensity, maybe they wouldn't have had to, and they would have kept the lead. But because they're pushing so hard, he's trying to do short shifts with the number of lines to try to have that energy high as they keep pushing. I get that philosophy. And then the late power play, you know, skewed a few of the minutes, especially for Schultz. But I understand what he was thinking. It just didn't work. I mean, you can see Montreal now believes they're equals. I mean, when they were down 3-1, if they would have just put that fist further down on their chest, but they didn't. They let them up, and then Montreal ended up with the knockout.
Yeah, they did, and now they believe, and believe in a big way. And I think that they think, not necessarily that they have this series in hand, but they believe it'd be an upset if they lost this series, and that's a very deadly thing.
And how about Montreal? You're the worst team in the playoffs. You're down 3-1 to the Penguins, and they didn't panic. I mean, Claude Julien has, you know, if you want to talk about matchups, how about Claude Julien embarrassing Mike Sullivan as a coach?
Doesn't Claude Julien look like if Craig Patrick would have got stung by a bee and had an allergic reaction, by the way? I was looking at him last night. Anyway,
Recky had the Herb Brooks sports coat on last night. I will say from just an aside, that was a fun statement from him.
Yeah, it was, I don't know. I'm just beside myself. But two observations from last night. One thing they think got fixed, I don't know, in one big surprising move from Mike Sullivan that I didn't necessarily think he'd go this way, but he did. And maybe it speaks to his stubbornness and getting away from it just a little bit. We talk about that. Breakfast Bites this hour. There's a lot of goaltender talk coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. The time right now is 6:12. Good morning to you. That's brought to you by WeatherSeal Home Services.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.